Welcome to Journal Club for February 28th, 2025. I'm Malcolm Diggs. On October 4th, 1957, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik, the first satellite ever put into orbit. This, to put it bluntly, scared the crap out of the Americans and propelled the US into the space race. In the days and weeks after launch, the U.S. became obsessed with tracking Sputnik's movements. Where is it now? Okay, how about now? And now? In order to track it, they used Doppler shift measurements. Radio receivers on the ground would listen to Sputnik's beeping signal and analyze how its frequency changed as it moved. The resulting measurements allowed engineers to calculate its exact orbit and predict its future positions. The US got quite good at this, and this led to a realization. If we can track a satellite in space with ground-based measurements, then the converse is also true. If we had multiple satellites in space at one time, then we could use them to track objects on Earth. Within 4 months of Sputnik launching, the US had launched their own satellite. And within a few years of that, they had multiple satellites orbiting Earth. By the early 1960s, they had perfected the craft enough to send up multiple satellites that could work together to pinpoint locations anywhere on the planet. This was called the Transit Satellite System, and it was the precursor to what we know now as GPS. Today, GPS, the Global Positioning System, is the backbone of navigation, telecommunications, finance, logistics, emergency response, and countless other industries. It is, incredibly, a free service operated by the US government, specifically the Department of Defense. Today, the GPS system is composed of dozens of operational satellites, ground control stations, atomic clocks, signal monitoring stations, and millions of civilian and military receivers worldwide. It's estimated that GPS processes trillions of positioning calculations per day, with a level of throughput and availability that would make any tech company blush. It's truly a modern marvel. GPS can track the exact position of a device or vehicle down to the centimeter scale or better, from space. It's incredible. Today, we're getting to peek under the hood at one of the systems and algorithms that makes GPS so incredibly precise. It's called integer ambiguity resolution, and in this paper, the authors have devised a way, they say, to make it even slightly better. They've developed a new optimization algorithm that can resolve ambiguities faster, improve accuracy, and reduce computational complexity in ways that weren't possible before. We're going to start by exploring the problem space. What is integer ambiguity resolution, and why and how is it important to GPS? Then we'll look at the SAALO, the Simulated Annealing Ant-Lion Optimizer that the authors developed, and we'll try to figure out if it's truly an improvement or if they failed to prove their case. Let's jump in. In order to wrap our heads around integer ambiguity resolution, we need a bit more context. Specifically, we need to talk about double difference carrier phase measurements. When a GPS receiver determines its position, it does so by measuring the time it takes for signals to travel from several of the satellites to the receiver. However, standard time-of-flight measurements are limited by various sources of error: atmospheric delays, satellite clock drift, and receiver noise, to name a few. Carrier phase measurements provide a way to achieve much higher precision by using the phase of the radio waves themselves. Unlike traditional code-based positioning, which looks at when a signal started and stopped, carrier phase positioning tracks the oscillations of the wave and uses those to estimate distance. The problem is that the receiver cannot directly determine the exact number of full wavelengths that exist between itself and the satellite. It can measure the fractional phase at a given instant, but it doesn't know how many entire wavelengths exist in the total path from the satellite to the receiver. This unknown count is called integer ambiguity, because it must be an integer value and must be resolved correctly to compute an accurate position. To mitigate errors, a method called double differencing is used. This involves taking measurements from two satellites and two receivers at the same time and forming a set of differences. First, the difference between the phase measurements at two receivers observing the same satellite is computed. This eliminates errors that are common to both measurements. Next, the difference between those differences is taken for two different satellites, effectively removing receiver clock errors as well. The result is a double difference carrier phase measurement, which isolates the geometric relationships between the receivers and satellites. Even with these refinements, the core challenge remains. The integer ambiguities in these measurements must be resolved before the phase data can be used for precise positioning. Until these ambiguities are correctly estimated and fixed to their true integer values, the computed position remains an uncertain floating point estimate. Resolving these values correctly is what allows high precision GPS techniques like RTK, that's real-time kinematic positioning, and PPP, that's precise point positioning, to achieve high levels of accuracy. Integer ambiguity resolution is essentially the process of determining these unknown integer values as quickly and reliably as possible. This is where algorithms like the one proposed in this paper come into play. The authors introduce the SAALO, the Simulated Annealing Antlion Optimizer. This is an improved version of the Antlion Optimizer ALO, an algorithm that mimics the hunting behavior of antlions. In traditional ALO, artificial ants, that's candidate solutions, perform random searches within a solution space defined by the traps of antlions, that's potential optimal solutions. As the algorithm progresses, the ants are drawn toward the most promising solutions through a simulated evolutionary process. The SAALO algorithm builds on this by incorporating simulated annealing, a probabilistic technique used to escape local optima and improve the robustness of the search process. More on that later. The core idea behind SAALO is to efficiently search for the correct set of integer ambiguities in a high-dimensional space. The difficulty lies in the fact that the unknowns must be whole numbers, meaning the search space is made up of discrete values rather than continuous ones. This makes the problem fundamentally different from standard optimization techniques where small adjustments to a solution can gradually improve accuracy. Here, a slight deviation from the true integer values can lead to large positioning errors, so the algorithm must precisely identify the one correct combination out of many possibilities. The search process is guided by a combination of randomized wandering and directed movement towards promising solutions. This balance between structured search and stochastic exploration helps prevent the algorithm from converging too quickly on an incorrect local minimum. However, the algorithm still faces a fundamental question. How does it know when it has found the right answer? This is where the fitness evaluation comes in. At each iteration, the algorithm assesses each candidate solution by calculating how well it aligns with the observed measurements. This is done by plugging the candidate integer values into the double difference carrier phase equations and checking how closely the predicted phase measurements match the actual ones. If a particular set of integers leads to a significant reduction in error, it is considered a strong candidate. If the error remains high, the algorithm continues searching. One of the major risks of any optimization process is getting stuck in a local minimum. A solution appears optimal within a small region of search space, but is not the true global best. To avoid this, the SAALO incorporates simulated annealing. Side note, for more on this algorithm, check out our episode from February 11th. Multi-objective simulated annealing for efficient task allocation in UAV-assisted edge computing for smart city traffic management. The use of simulated annealing here prevents the algorithm from prematurely locking onto an incorrect ambiguity set and increases the likelihood of identifying the true solution. By combining these mechanisms, randomized search, attraction towards better solutions, fitness evaluation, and simulated annealing, the algorithm methodically refines its estimates until it finds a solution that produces the smallest possible phase residuals. When the error is minimized to a point where further improvement is statistically unlikely, the algorithm assumes that it's reached the correct integer ambiguity values. At this stage, the ambiguities are fixed, quote-unquote, meaning they are treated as true integers, and the high-precision solution is computed. The authors built a proof of concept of their algorithm and then tested it against several existing ambiguity resolution algorithms. This included the lambda, the least squares ambiguity decorrelation adjustment method, and the m lambda, the modified lambda as well. They benchmarked several three-dimensional, six-dimensional, and 12-dimensional ambiguity resolution problems and ran simulations using data from a single frequency GPS system. They looked at solution time, that's how quickly the algorithm converges to a solution, and solution success rate, how often it correctly resolves the integer ambiguities. The results showed that their algorithm outperforms both ALO and Lambda in terms of both metrics. The algorithm achieves a solution success rate exceeding 98% in many cases and reduces the average solution time by a few hundredths of a second. These improvements are modest in absolute terms, but significant in the context of real-time GPS applications, where even small gains in efficiency can have an outsized impact. Overall, SAALO represents a meaningful but incremental advancement in integer ambiguity resolution, particularly in high-dimensional scenarios where traditional methods struggle. While its practical impact remains to be tested, the algorithm demonstrates a strong potential for improving position accuracy and reliability. Whether it becomes a widely adopted alternative to Lambda and MLambda will depend on further validation and its ability to integrate seamlessly with existing software and hardware systems. If you'd like to get a more detailed look at the formulas these authors used, the flowcharts explaining the logic of their algorithm, or the dataset from their results, then I'd encourage you to download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.